Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. And it's a privilege to be standing here. And haven't we been led into God's presence in a wonderful way? Thank you. And centering on Jesus. And I want to say to you, I know that Jesus wants to meet with you this morning. If you didn't know that, you can be sure that Jesus wants to be with you. And it's just so amazing, isn't it, that he does. You know, when I close my eyes and think about Jesus, I always see him with his arms outstretched. His arms outstretched. And he's just come out of the tomb. And he's smiling. And he's saying, I'm here for you. And I want you to know that today. And Pastor Paul's led into what I feel God's given me today to share with you by talking about going away and having a rest and relaxing. Because at this time of the year, well, you know, if you're involved with school and children, it's fraught, isn't it? And when I was a school secretary in an infant school, it was absolute panic right leading up to it. Everyone else was sort of swanning around, like tearing stuff off the wall. And in the office, it was so, so busy. So it was just absolutely amazing when I could just put everything down and go home and know that for 6 long weeks, I wouldn't have to think about work. And it's important, isn't it? To have different times of rest and relaxation. Of course, I know that some of you, the holidays means extra pressures. That if you're working, you've got your children at home, and then you've got to manage that, and the work, and the time. And so that can bring its own stresses, can't it? So we need space. And this morning, it's two verses, that's all I'm going to speak on, is two verses. Because they are so important at this time when we're either feeling burdened and just so much to do, like Paul and Wendy will be in September, or you're feeling that way because you've got extra pressures on top of what you've already had. Perhaps you're weary, and perhaps you're burdened by life's demands. They're all crashing in on you. You feel drained and weary. I know I'm a bit drained and weary because I don't like being ill, and I don't like being in pain. But praise God, he allows me to stand up and do stuff. But I'm weary. Are you? And are some of your relationships a bit, you know, hard to deal with? Personal issues. We get weary, don't we? And we get burdened and bogged down. And this morning, that's why Jesus wants to meet us. Because we need to hear his words again to us. And I've taken the words he spoke are in Matthew, and they're in Matthew 11. And the verses are 28 to 30, but we're going to look at 28 first. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's an amazing verse. That's all he's saying. Friends, is not saying anything else. Just come. If you're burdened and weary, he wants you especially to come. You don't have to be all bright and sparkly. Jesus says, come if you're weary. Come if you're burdened. I want you to come. When Jesus was speaking these words right at the very beginning, Jesus knew that the Jews were weary. They were burdened. His own people were wearied and burdened. They had had so many layers of religion put on them that they were burdened and weary from trying to do it all. The Gentiles were weary and burdened because they didn't know God. And so they were burdened by sin. There were those that were burdened by opposition and persecution. And there are also people burdened because they're weary, because of their searching for God. They're searching and searching, and they're weary because they don't seem to find him. Jesus is offering us rest. Now, that rest is not necessarily a nap, and it's not necessarily a holiday. Although, of course, that might be what is needed. You remember when Elijah had that amazing defeat over the prophets of Baal, and he'd done an amazing thing. God reigned supreme. He stood there and he just did it with God's help. But then afterwards, he was completely drained, physically, emotionally, spiritually, so that when Jezebel threatened his life, that was it. He was off. He couldn't do any more. He was burdened and weary, and he ran into the desert, and he said to God, "I can't do this anymore. Take my life. I'm a failure." Has anyone ever felt like that? I know I have. And that's how we feel sometimes. So he needed a rest. And he fell into a sleep. And while he was sleeping, an angel of the Lord came to him and he said, "Get up, eat and drink." He needed physical refreshment. And then he slept again. And then the second night the angel touched him and said, "Eat and drink what the Lord has provided." And then after the second day, he was suitably refreshed that the angel said, "Now go. Go to the Mount of God, to Horeb, and there you will see God." And by the time he got there, he was ready. He was ready to hear God's voice. He was ready to hear God's perspective on his life. So yeah, we need to look after ourselves. And don't we know that God, when he created, he created creation. He built this amazing planet. He created us, his most special of people, special of all his creation. You know, when he'd created us, he looked at us and he was very pleased. He was pleased with all the rest of his creation, but when he looked at us, he was very pleased. And then God rested. On the seventh day, God rested. Now, I'm sure God, being God, didn't actually need to rest. But he knew that we did. And so he set that rest day aside as a holy day. And we need to rest, to chill, to enjoy what God has given us, and to meet with him. And Jesus is a good example of resting, isn't he? He's a good example of work. He had that work-life balance, didn't he not? He was the busiest man out. He only had 3 years to do what he had to do. 3 years. And he was surrounded by people wherever he went. And there were demands on him were so great. And we know what he did. He took himself off in solitude. He took himself off just to rest and chill. He took himself off to pray. So it's good that we do take care of ourselves. But what I'm talking about, and I think Jesus is talking about here, is that we all experience spiritual weariness, which can actually burden us down sometimes. Do you get to a point where you think, I don't pray enough, I don't read my Bible enough, I haven't started my day properly with God? And that becomes a pressure. It becomes a burden. And I think maybe we've all felt that at times. But Jesus wants us to know that that's not about that. We don't need that pressure to put upon ourselves. Jesus is offering us rest for our weary, burdened souls. A rest that shifts our perspective and eases our weariness despite our circumstances. A rest that can find a deep soul peace that endures even when we've got trials. You see, the invitation is simple. It's come to me. Who can come? All who are weary and burdened. How are you to come? Just as you are. And what is the promise? I will give you rest. You don't have to do anything. Just come. And if you've never done that in your life, or you have done it and you think Jesus is a long way away, he's right here and he wants you to come. Whether you know him a lot, whether you love him and you've drifted, whether you are still searching, Jesus has come just as you are. And I will give you rest. Rest for your soul, because you would have found what your soul was looking for. Jesus. But then, after he said that, the verses go on, and I have to say, when I first, long time ago, read this, I was a bit disappointed, because he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And before I really understood what Jesus was saying, I was thinking, so there is something to do. I've got to take Jesus's burden as well. I've got to take that. And I thought, that's something else I've got to do. But it's not like that at all. What does he mean? We got some pictures. We don't see them around a lot these days, do we? Are they there? There we go. That's a yoke. And it was made of wood. And it was placed on two oxen so that they could plough the field. And they would share the load. And they would walk straight together. They'd work quicker. They'd move together so they weren't as tired. But you know, the wonderful thing about that yoke, that wooden yoke, is that it was tailor-made for each oxen. It wasn't any old yoke. They take measurements of the oxen and then they carefully carve and hone that piece of wood so that it fits perfectly. And then the younger oxen, when they're teamed up with the yoke with the older oxen, can learn the ropes. They don't have to be cajoled or beaten into it. They're just there, connected, and they walk and learn what the job's all about. Jesus says, "My burdens are light. My yoke is easy." Now that's a really weird word for us. Easy? It doesn't mean, yeah, it's fine. What it means is, it will never hurt you. It's so beautifully shaped to you that it'll never chafe. It'll never rub. It will sit perfectly. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy. It will fit you perfectly. And my burden is light." How can he say that? His burden is light because he's already taken the biggest burden that we can ever, ever have. He's taken all the stuff that we do wrong, all the stuff that separated us from God, all the stuff that we still do because we're human. He took that burden, the sins of the whole world, and he took that burden on that cross for us, for you, for me. What an amazing thing. And that was such a heavy burden. He asked his father if he could take it away. He didn't know that he could do that burden. But he could. He did. And for him, he took that burden alone. Something that we will never, ever, once we believe and trust in Jesus, we will never face a burden alone. Because on that cross, our sin, God just couldn't look at his precious son. He had to turn away because God is holy and righteous. So Jesus was on his own, so that we would never be on our own, so that we will always have God. We will always have Jesus there to help us through our burdens, carry and help us when we get tired and weary. And the other big burden he took was our death. He died so that we will never die spiritually. Yes, our bodies will fade and we will die from this earth. But he did all that for us so that we will live forever with him. That is a huge burden. So his burdens are going to be light because he's taken all those already. Jesus says, "Get attached to me. We'll do this business of life together." You see, he's not saying, "I'm going to take your burdens." He's going to say, "I will share your burdens every single minute of the day. Learn from me. You don't have to do this on your own." Why do you do this on your own? Why do we? "I'm here. I want to share the load. And you don't have to do it alone. And you can trust me," because he says, "I am gentle. I am humble. I'm not a slave driver. I don't crack the whip. I walk alongside you, guiding you, helping you. Walk in step with me." So you see, he's not asking us to do more. He's asking us to let him help us. Do you want Jesus to help you in your life? I know I do. He wants to say this morning when he says, "Come, let go of self-effort. Let me take the strain," not like the train. "Let me take the strain and walk in step with me. Learn from me." yoked to Jesus, walking in step with him, no matter what our circumstances, no matter what life is throwing at us, no matter how weary we are from trying to keep all those plates spinning in the air, frightened to stop spinning in case they crash and your whole world is smashed. Jesus says, come to me, and you will find rest. A deep and lasting soul peace. And you know, it's a promise. You will find rest, says Jesus. Not you might, or maybe, you will. So what I'm saying is, Jesus says, come. Whether you've known him a long time or only just known him, come. Don't be frightened to take his yoke and walk in step with him, because he is gentle. He is humble. And he loves you. Do you know when he held out his hands and Thomas touched the hand where, well, he didn't have to, but he saw it. He was invited to touch Jesus' hand where the nail mark was. Do you know, that's your name in that nail mark. Your name, my name. He did that for you. Isn't that amazing? So don't be afraid of coming to him. Don't be afraid to be yoked to Jesus. It's a perfect fit because Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. Come to him. All you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Come. I urge you to come. Amen.